You're saying that it wasn't good to live in that circumstance?
It wasn't good to live in that circumstance, no.
Why was that, Lottie?
Well, our city was also a Russian town, but we had, it was Rus Poland, that we used to call it. Rus Poland. We had German people live, we had Russian people live, and we had Polish people live in our city, and Jews. As I said before, it was a very little city, and my father had a little bit more than others because he was connected with a lot of people, and it was easier for him to live. But we went through a lot, too, with having our store, a jewelry store, and every now and then, my grandma and grandpa, which they lived further in Russia, they used to help us out every now and then. They used to send us all kinds of cereals. They used to send us wine, flour, fruit. The fruit was in nuts. Nuts we couldn't get. They used to send us. All the nuts was grown by us in the city where I lived. But they used to send us a lot of things. The sunflower seeds. Grandma used to send us. And she used to send us goose feds. She used to send us. And mother used to use that. And she and money every now and then. And uncle from America used to send us every now and then $25, American dollars. We would have had enough, but my father gave away that we had a lot of poor people. And my father used to help a lot of the other people. So for us, we would have had enough, as much as we made. But him giving away, because he went to court and the poor people didn't have this and didn't have that. Mother, there were people that didn't have food. So he used to buy a sack of flour, give to that woman, a sack of potatoes, give to that man if he needed it. A lot of things my father used to give away. So mother was very economical. She used to see to it that we had enough to eat. But if my father wouldn't have given it away, he would have had a little bit more, or we wouldn't have need so much help from my grandma. As I mentioned before, the peasants that used to go on the wood, on the lumber, some of the peasants came from my grandma's countries, forests, fields, farms. So they, and my grandma knew them because they used to come into the city and they would give a watch, and grandma would give them a watch and they would give them flour and potatoes and so on. So they would say, Dorothy, I'm going to Poland. So grandma used to give bags full, baskets full with those men to give, and you know, because she knew that this is the last city that they have to register themselves where we live. So she used to give food, a lot of things with those peasants, and they would bring us in the shower. So my father would treat them with a drink. They all liked whiskey. Mm-hmm. So my father would treat them with a drink and would make a dinner for them, and they would sing those Russian songs by a table. It was a very happy reunion with my father, with those peasants in the house. We always had a lot of people in our house. Another thing, we had a lot of Jews traveling, poor Jews, walking from one town to the other, and they would get a couple of cents. They would go from house to house. Poor men, from house to house. This one would give him a quarter, this would give him a dollar, and so on. So then they came to synagogue on a Friday night, and nobody wanted to bring Friday night. Everything was so expensive, and people used, on Friday is the women used to cook for Saturday, for Friday night and for Saturday, because Sabbath was, you're not supposed to do anything by religious Jews. And the Friday night, the father used to go to the synagogue and used to come home. The mother would make a chicken and chicken soup and challah. She used to bake challah. And I used to take the challah to the baker in the morning before she would go to the store. She would make the challah, and I would go. She would get up very early, and I would take the challah on the board like this here and take it to the bakery to bake. And then I would pick it up and take it back home. So on Friday night, nobody wanted to take men, the poor men, into the house for supper. And my father always brought one or two to eat at home. All the time my father brought somebody to eat. So sometimes mother was not prepared for extra men. So we children used to give a piece from each other, and my father used to make another plate for that poor man to eat. And we always had extra men on Friday night by us.
Lottie, I'm wondering if you can describe maybe how you felt on the trip over to America. Were you scared? Were you happy? Were you excited? How did you feel?
I know I cried. I cried till I came to Fall River. When the boat stopped in New York, and this girlfriend left me, and to her husband came to take her off, and a brother and a sister, and I was all alone, got off the boat, and was transferred to another boat. So I cried that day so much. And my eyes got worse, and I said, well, they're not going to look in my eyes this time. If they were looking in my eyes this time, I would have never passed the examination, because my eyes were so swollen. But they took me to another boat, and the boat left that time for Fall River. It was an overnight trip. And as I said, I saw the colored men, and I was very scared, and I said, I didn't go to sleep, but I sat on the bed. There was a bed, there was a table, a chair. I sat on the bed till in the morning. And in the morning, the boat stopped, and I got off the boat, and I never knew my uncle in my life. Never saw him. And he had a little girl with him. Her name was Sarah. She still lives in New Bedford, Massachusetts. And she was that time about 5 years old, because she didn't go to school yet. Cute little girl. And I never saw my uncle, but I walked right in his hands. I said, you my uncle. And he said, yes. You Bubbly? No, you Lottie? But he couldn't call me Bubbly anymore here. And I said, yes. Yeah. And we walked from the shore. Tiller's home was about 2 blocks, and I had a basket, a reed basket. He took the reed basket, and the little girl took my hand, and I walked with her. And I walked, and I saw signs, and I read the signs in the store. And she said, Daddy, Daddy, she could read English. And that was so cute. And I came into the store. There were a lot of women waiting for the greenhorn, because my aunt said, told everybody, there's a girl coming, and she's a white percent. A girl coming from Europe, a white percent, a greenhorn. And everybody wanted to see the greenhorn. It was a small store. My aunt had a store. And then she had a store. She had candy in the store. She had gum and and the flute the farmers used to bring. She had in the bed, she had a barn of hay. They all used to come to her. She used to sell hay to them. They would go in the barn and the hay. And they would bring in eggs, fruit they would bring in. She had in the window fruit and eggs. And I came in, and they asked me all kind of questions. Those women asked me all kind of questions. And I answered them, and one of the women said, "She doesn't look like a greenhorn. Look how she's dressed. And she knows everything." And then the little girl said again, my cousin Sarah said, "Yeah, and she knows how to read too." And I said, "Oh, so she's not a greener." And that I liked. That I liked. Then I went later. I had two teachers. I had two cousins. They were both two medical students. One was a medical student in Providence, and one was an eye doctor. He was studying to be an eye doctor. That was Sam's brother. And the other one was another uncle's son. He went to Philadelphia. But that summer I came in, they were my teachers. Both of them were my teachers. They taught me English. They were very good teachers, very good teachers. They were both medical students.
What was Fall River like, Lottie? What, say, you know, say comparing it to where you had just come from.
Oh, Fall River, I just don't know how many thousands of people they had living there, but it was a city of mills. Cotton mills. That were New Bedford, Fall River, and the surrounding little towns, they were all cotton mills, wool and shoe mills, and Skinner Setton mills were in New Bedford, the shoe mills were in Boston. By us was cotton mills in Fall River, and in the cotton mills, the buildings were terrible. To look at them were terrible. They looked like prisons, tall buildings, gray buildings with little windows, and people worked over there, and I could never make out how people worked in such a building, because I never saw buildings like that before. Although in Warsaw, I was in Warsaw, they had big buildings, but not as buildings as just this year. I used to watch the people. I wanted to know what kind of people were going to the mills to work. I couldn't visualize that people are going to work in a place like that. And the first day of mine, when I came to the store, that was on the second day that I was in Fall River, I came to the store, I said to my cousin, "Let me stay outside a little bit," before he took me in the store. And I saw women, it was in July, birth feet, children, and women and men walked. They were running in the hundreds. They would block the streets in the morning to work, and they had boxes of food in them to take along food. By little boxes they carried like this, the chores or something. They were running, and I looked at them. I wanted to look at the children. The child labor at that time, yeah. It was child labor at that time, yeah. In fact, later, I wanted to go to work, and I needed, when they stopped the child labor. What years did they stop the child labor? They wanted me to supply a card, a certificate. that I was older. I made myself older. So I home, it was after the war. It wasn't after the war. It was before the war yet. I couldn't get no certificate from there. And because I wasn't born there, I was born in a different town. And there they had a fire where I was born in Kobrin, where my mother stayed. They had a fire and everything was burned, so I couldn't get no certificate. So I couldn't go to work. But I worked on false pretense in my cousin's store. I worked. I wanted to go outside, I couldn't work. So those were the people that went to work over there. And one day there was a overhaul factory. The next building for my aunt's store. And I didn't know what overhauls was even at that time. I was told it's something to put down. And I wanted to know what kind of people were working over there. And I sat down on the steps of the store with my aunt and I watched. And I saw people like I and everybody else were going to work. And then there was a kid, and his father worked in that, was the owner of that shop. So I asked him if he would take me in that shop to work, because I wanted to quit my cousin's shop, store to work, because I was only making $3 a week over there. And I thought I was worth more than that, because I did a lot of work for him in the store. I took care of the store, and I cleaned the store, and I took care of the jewelry, and I used to sit and clean the watches. And I wasn't appreciated, because my cousin Sam was away all the time. And other people, his aunt used to come in, his brother would come in, and I just didn't like to work there. And he told me that if I grow up a little older, he's going to take me in to the shop. So meantime, I went away to work for, there was a man that used to come in to us in the jewelry store, and he had a watchmaking shop somewhere else. So he took me in to clean watches for him, and he used to give me a quarter of a watch he used to give me to clean. I had to take apart the watch and clean every piece separate. Well, he didn't have enough work for me, and I made maybe $3, $4 too for over there by him. And then he gave me a job that kid that his father was an owner, part owner. It was a father-in-law and a son-in-law worked in there. It was the owners of the overhaul factory. They gave me a job in the overhaul factory to work. They taught me how to work on the machine. And there I met a girl, Goldie, which I'm still friends with her. She lives in Miami. And we were girlfriends for many, many years. And then when I went away, I used to correspond with her. And even now, whenever I'm in Florida, I go with her and I treat her, take her out. I just sent her a New Year card and a letter yesterday I mailed to her. So I worked with her over there, and I made a little bit more. I made about $6 over there. So I had enough for my room and board. And from there, I went to Chicago. You want to know Fall River? Fall River factories. Everybody made a living from the people that worked in the mills. The mill people, they used to take on payments. Everything was on payments. Every store was on credit. Every store, and they used to get paid every week. Even the rent was paid every week. My aunt had property. So she used to go collecting every week. Sometimes she used to send me to collect every week, $3 a week, $2 a week. They lived sometimes about ten people, husband and wife and children, in two rooms. There was a Portuguese people. There were a lot of Portuguese, they were Italian and French and Jews. Portuguese, Italian, French, and Jews.
How were those other people living, and what kinds of jobs were they doing?
The business people lived, they had two, three rooms. Even my cousin had a bedroom and a living room and a little kitchen, that's all.
And most of the business people, they're Jewish people?
No, they were all kind of people. Uh-huh. They were all kind of people that lived there. The Gentile people, American people, Italian people. There were Italian stores. There were Portuguese, very few stores were Portuguese.
They were mainly
but the Portuguese lived, the Portuguese worked in the stores. Like I worked in the for Sam, for Cousin Sam in the store. We had a new jewelry and we had musical instruments. And the Italian and Portuguese were musical inclined. And we had a Portuguese man, and I used to sell too. I had learned at that time, I knew a little bit Portuguese. The Portuguese words I knew too, how to talk. And we had a Portuguese man working for them. And we had Portuguese men working as a salesman. At that time, from every store, the store didn't do much. They had peddlers, customer peddlers. We would like let's say jewelry. I would. They had suitcases. Salesmen. We had about seven salesmen, and each one had a suitcase. And I gave them all kind of jewelry in the suitcase. And they one would go to New Bedford, and one would go to Highland Park, and one would go to somewhere else, and in different cities they would go. And there were small cities, and one near the other, not far away. And they would collect every week. They would collect. They would get money. They would collect every week for the merchant that they would sell. And they had a lot of them like that. A lot of them. Every store made a living from customer peddlers they had. And sometimes they would come to the store, like musical instruments, they would come to the store. We had all kind of musical instruments. We had pianos, we had flutes, we had mandolin, we had guitars, we had harmonicas.
Lottie, were there a lot of families there, or were there a lot of, you know, women, men, and children in situations like you, where they had come alone and found a place with someone that was already there?
Yes. I had a girlfriend and she lived with a sister. She came to a sister she had. And her brother lived with somebody else. I lived, when I came first, I lived with strangers next door to my aunt. Was a family, husband and wife and two children, and they gave me a room to sleep. And she used to cook for me too. And I would work in the store. The store was on the same street, but then I didn't like to eat over there, and I went to live with a cousin of mine, and. The cousin of mine was the older brother of Sam's, and she lived a little far further away. Then she moved in a smaller apartment, so my aunt took her apartment, and all the boys, Sam, and I had another cousin, Harry, that he lived also there where I lived before. So we lived two boys and I. Lived in an apartment not far away from the store. We lived together and I took care of the house. Well, I didn't cook over there. I ate by my inn. I just slept there, and so did the boys just came to sleep there. We had three bedrooms and a big living room, and he had a kitchen too, but none of us cooked there. But there were a lot of families that became girls. There was no such a thing as a girl should live by herself. She lived with a family. I went to live with a family stone.